Welcome, everybody, to the Confident ROI, the only show dedicated to helping you find the right tool to improve your company, whether you own it, lead it, just work in it. With your host, doing his first show here today, Alex Vorobiev. Did I say that correctly?
You bet.
Yep. All right. Close enough? You know, we were talking off air here about how Alex and I both share one thing. We both tried improv many years ago. And I said, this is like improv. It's all about yes and. It's not yes but. It's not yes no. This whole show is about yes and tell me more. So I want you to start by telling me who you are and why the name Confident ROI.
Well, I'm Alex Vorobiev, and I'm a business consultant, and I spent over two decades cleaning up companies from their financial standpoint as a cleanup CFO and CPA. And I found that the numbers were just a symptom. There was always something deeper within the organization that was causing those financial issues. And over time, I could always get the numbers cleaned up, and I equated it to cleaning up the backyard. And once you cut back the trees that are overgrown and mowed the lawn and got it straightened up, inevitably it'd grow back. And it was because of that deeper symptom. And I would work with companies to help them find what was really the problem. And there's so many great business concepts out there, so many ideas, so many books. They're nonstop.
They are.
And so where do you start? What works? What doesn't work? And when I would suggest this to my clients or when I was running a company, how do I know this is going to work? Usually, you got a system or a concept, you're hearing it from the purveyor. But what if you could hear stories from actual business leaders talking about, hey, I tried this concept and it worked. It was great. Or, hey, it didn't work. I really wish I would have known this. Oh, if I only would have known this before we spent $75,000 and hundreds of hours, how differently it could have turned out. And so that's what we want to do, is share those stories so that you, the listeners, can confidently pick the next thing to advance your company and have a better chance of getting that return on investment and your time and energy.
So learning from the experiences of others here. You don't have to just experiment yourself. Maybe there's somebody else that's tried this before and can tell you good or bad whether it works or not.
Absolutely. A lot of the concepts out there to improve businesses, they're slightly different than another one. And so just hearing how other people went about it, a lot of times there's sequence is not taken into account, which way to improve your business, what order. And so to hear from somebody in their own words and hear the emotions of it, it will give you a chance to hear that better. And they have one of our guests coming up in May, they were implementing a lot of business concepts after they finished an acquisition, they built out their building, the credit line was almost maxed out, and they had to figure out what to focus on, what would help them make it work. And that's what we're going to share with people.
So that's why the show exists, and there's the title, Confident ROI. Maybe if you hear some of these real-life stories, you'll be a little more confident that you can get your own return on investment for trying some of these strategies out here. So give us some examples. Give us the types of stories or the types of strategies that you've come across that you're going to share with us here.
Sure. One of the articles, the podcast came from the fact that releasing a magazine called Confident ROI, which is doing the same thing. And as I interviewed people and I listened to their stories, there was just more stuff than I could convey. And especially conveying the emotion when people were going through a challenging thing. One of the stories is of Robin Osborne, who was running her family business. It was second generation, and they were struggling. And they were stuck, and they used one of the new business alignment tools out there to implement something. And they went through this process where she had to deal with some challenges that her family members brought up and how she was coming across within the company. And her brother had to confront her on something. And so we're going to share those stories with you. They're also in the magazine. But you're going to hear it, and you're going to hear it in their voice. Because what I always found was interviewing people for the magazine and the book I wrote was always the emotion. And that's tough to convey, but sound waves can can convey that better than words can from someone else listening.
You know, I just read a report that said, of course, I'm biased. I believe in radio and podcasts that get created out of this. But that podcasts get absorbed, audio gets absorbed differently into your brain. In that, you're not being distracted by shiny moving objects or what's written on the page there. You absorb it differently. It goes to a different part of you. It's not an emotional reaction as much as it is an intellectual reaction. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely. And actually, one of the articles in the magazine and will be a podcast is on the Brain-Based Leadership Academy, or course, which I paid for and took. And it talks about, it helps business leaders understand how are our brains programmed? How are we set up to learn? How are we set up to make decisions? How does that affect business leaders? Because our brains, they're still set as 10,000 years ago, we're living on the savannah.
Isn't that the truth? And as part of that, isn't one of the ways we're hardwired to learn through stories? Hey, kid, tell me the story of the tribe. Hey, let me tell you, kid, how we do things here in this company. Tell me a story, Daddy. This is how we learn. And we remember. I always say, we people coming over and over again, they want to give facts and figures and details. I understand. That's part of the story. But tell me a story. Put it in real human terms that I can relate to, and I'll never forget that.
And that's what we're going to focus on, because there was a nice YouTube video that PowerPoint's been around for about 30 years. The written word's been around for 5,000 years, 3,000 to 5,000
right.
years. But storytelling's been around for 10,000 years.
Exactly.
So it stood the test of time. Zuckerberg and Google haven't
messed it up yet.
Yeah.
So is this just going to be more happy talk, more consultant mumbo-jumbo, more impossible dreams, or are we going to get real and talk about, hey, you know, I don't have all the answers. Hey, I'm not really sure what to do next. Hey, maybe I got the same fear as you got that we never want to admit in this world where we're always positive and thumping our chest and I'm big and powerful and fear nothing.
Yes. I'm going to ask all my guests for an example of how they struggled to confront reality or deal with negative feedback. As I wrote my book and did the research, I found that all the great business concepts out there assume the leader's going to have a good relationship with feedback and going to be able to see what's working and not working and make adjustments accordingly.
Right.
But that's not reality.
I was going to see the little red flag went up in my head and said, I don't know if that's true. I'm thinking of bosses and people I've known here. Did they really want to listen to the truth?
And I'll start with myself. The book got started because I was working with a company and I was in really deep. And we were making progress, but not as fast as I would have liked. And so I always brought that kind of stuff home at the time. And I was frustrated and a little grumpy. And my wife said, you know, is it really just that company? Because that reminds me of that other company.
Mm-mm.
And time before that. I knew where she was going. She thought it was me. And it opened up for me to evaluate it. And I got other feedback like that from a colleague that basically said, hey, I think you got a character flaw on how you deal with things when they don't go according to plan.
Don't we all?
And it was very liberating to hear it and absorb it and do something about it than just to deny it and say, you got it wrong. And it's actually how we're wired. We are wired not to spend the energy to really think critically, to look for the root cause. We're wired to stay on the surface,
yeah.
Move quickly. Our brain is processing 11 million bytes of information a second. It only consciously processes 40 of it.
40 of it?
40. It wants to deal with things. That's how you can drive somewhere and go, how did I get here? Because your brain did a lot of it on using the non-conscious part of it.
So, again, I'll go back to what we started with. It's the difference between yes, but, which is what I hear all day long, politics, baseball, every business meeting I've ever been to. Why didn't we make our numbers? Why didn't this? The minute somebody starts coming at you, you immediately say yes, but. And I got 1,000 reasons why, as opposed to hearing what they're saying. Yes. And maybe you're wrong. Yes. and maybe I'll do something about it here. It's a whole different approach to life here.
Well, yes, and what is really the root cause?
Yeah, right.
It's easy to stay on the surface and blame, deny, judge.
Or just to roll over and say, okay, I screwed up, move on. Yeah.
But to go down that deeper path to find out and to talk with our guests, okay, you tried this. Did it work? Or, oh, man, that didn't work. And people want to share as well. Hey, I went through this painful experience, but you don't have to. I really wish I would have done this before this. Or if I didn't want to deal with reality, I don't need to hire a new consultant. I don't need to get people in a lot of meetings until I'm ready to confront reality as the leader.
But then we go to, I'm going to go to yes, but again here. Yes, but. Are we back to the Tom Cruise movie, Jack Nicholson in the witness chair saying, you can't handle the truth? I sometimes wonder if we really want to know the truth or can handle the truth.
Well,
about
there's
ourselves.
There's a reason why that meme is survived and keeps, it is still very popular.
It People resonates,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's 30 right. years, I think it's.
Oh, it's got to be, yeah, 20, 30 years old or something. It's one of the most famous movie lines recently here. You can't handle the truth.
But this is where the show also is not just for the owner or leader of the company. People work in it because there are people leading companies that don't want to deal with the truth. And the book and the stories are a way to let those people find it on their own, to make their own discoveries that, gee, maybe I'm not confronting reality, because that's tough. And as someone working in a company, your options are to be quiet about it, to confront it, or to leave.
Yes.
But if you leave as well, how do you know you're not going to the next place isn't going to be worse? We're going to talk about topics that you can identify a dysfunctional company before you go into it.
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be nice.
Get some stories beforehand so that it's tough to leave a job. And to hear what type of questions you can ask, you know, that question of, hey, do you have any questions for us when you're going through an interview? Yeah, we got some real good questions to ask.
All right, well, we got one question to ask. Can you stick around for a minute? Because we got to take a quick break, and I want to find out more about who you are and why people should listen to you and your stories here. What do you know that I don't know? So hang around. We'll be right back after this word from one of our sponsors.
Imagine what it would feel like to lose everything. Your job, your home, your family, your dignity. This has happened to thousands of the men, women, veterans, and young adults we serve at Working Wardrobes. What do we do to help? We provide career development services, life skills workshops, job skills training. We provide the perfect interview outfit, and we get clients placed in jobs. Call Working Wardrobes, 714-210-2460. Donate, volunteer, invest. Hire.
Do you want a free analysis of your inbound marketing? Do you want it in 30 seconds or less? Then check out Marketing Grader, the free marketing tool from HubSpot. It's simple. Just go to marketinggrader.com, enter the URL that you want to analyze, and Marketing Grader will instantly give you a detailed report grading your lead generation, mobile marketing, social media, competitive benchmarking, and more. It's simple. It's powerful. And it's free. MarketingGrader.com.
All right, we're back with Alex Vorobyev. I have to say that very quickly so I don't cover up the fact that I may not be able to spell your name, just so people, if they want to Google it right now, everybody's asking, how do we spell that name?
Sure. V as in Victor, O-R-O, B as in boy, I-E-F-F.
Two Fs. That's what
Two
always
Fs.
Throws
just,
me off.
Just like it sounds.
Vorobyev. All right, so where do you come from? Where do you hail from? And why should anybody look to you as the great, not just for your own advice, but the collector of stories? What makes you such a good collector of stories here?
I found it was the best way to convey to others different options. When I was cleaning up companies on the financial standpoint, and then we had that cleaned up, okay, how do we really get this company going? There's still something missing. I found that hearing stories on how other companies did that really opened the door. And so it's finding, you can talk in a digital manner and consultant mumbo jumbo about, you know, you need to do this and you need to do this and then you need to do that.
The three processes, the three implementation plan, A, subchapter B of,
Yeah, and for a nuclear engineer company, maybe that's really going to work because they're that linear. But how do you connect and resonate with people like, that's how we can get people coordinating their efforts and getting it? You know, there's just this assumption that people can get it. But it's what I saw, for me, I had this moment, it was actually when my wife confronted me about my bringing my frustrations home. We were at Disneyland.
Wow, the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, ironically, and I wasn't. It was Saturday morning. I was in a bad mood. And she said, well, I had a cup of coffee. She goes, why don't we, my daughter and her go on a ride, and you finish your coffee. So I was sitting out there, and I was watching the canoe ride. I could see the Tom Sawyer's Island, that. And the Disney guide was paddling really hard, and they're pulling away from the dock. And people, they just got on the boat, the Disney guests. Some were paddling, some weren't doing anything, and some of the kids were kind of counterproductive.
Yeah, right.
And someone in the back from Disney was guiding, and I'm like, boy, that reminds me of some of the companies I deal with. In terms
people of paddling in the wrong direction, somebody fighting it, somebody just riding along, somebody trying to take control, all these things.
Yeah, and the leader having to compensate for it. And then all of a sudden, it stopped. He got the leader got it off to the side. He turned around, he raised his paddle, said, this is your fun stick. And he showed him how to hold it. You know, you put your hand here, hand there, put it forward, pull it back. And he goes, because there's three rules. If you don't row, we don't go. And he made him say it, and they got it.
Right.
He said, hey, don't splash. You know, the water used to be blue, but it's not anymore. People don't like it. And then don't stand up. You know, only a fool stands up in a canoe. But luckily, I'm a trained fool. And he told him some other rules, like, hey, we're going to try to paddle together, we're going to sing some songs, we're going to get out of order, here's what we're going to do to get back in order, because if we work together, this should be less about 10 minutes and easy for you. And
you're getting a life lesson watching the canoe ride at Disneyland here.
Yeah, while my wife's telling me I got a bad relationship with feedback. and bam, they turned around and they were gone, less than 90 seconds. And I realized how many businesses, how many teams, they don't do even that.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
They expect a lot more. They're not paddling around a fake island.
Yeah.
They're actually out there spending money and time and energy and do it. Sometimes people's lives are at risk.
Yeah.
And how do you get people on the same page in doing that? And I've seen a lot of systems for doing that, but there's nothing like the story of telling people, hey, do you at least do as what Disneyland does to get people rowing in the same direction?
And the other thing I find with stories is then people can relate. It takes the onus off them. If I come at you and say, you get defensive. But if I say, let me tell you about somebody else, let me tell you about another story, suddenly I'm not focused on you, I'm focused on the problem. And suddenly the pressure's off, and maybe you can relate to it a little better. Yeah, I felt that way. Yeah, I guess that is me. You start to get people buying into this whole thing.
Well, the brain learns better from its own discoveries and seeing something else. And our brain wants to avoid pain as well. And so it's much better to see someone else in pain and try to avoid that. Hey, I can learn something to avoid it. And yeah, that sucks to be you, but thanks for telling me what I can do so we don't have to go through that same thing.
And yet as parents, don't we always get frustrated? Why can't you learn from my experience? No, so many times they have to go out and learn on their own here and flop and fail before they can figure it out. And I always say, why can't we collectively learn? Why do we have to repeat the same mistakes generation after generation here? Maybe we're just not telling the right stories there.
Well, but the ironic thing is at the same time we're saying that to our kids, we're going, geez, you know, that's why my parents kept telling me that.
I hate to admit it, but that's true.
I can't wait till my daughter, that moment she goes, when she says burning daylight, we're burning daylight to her kids, and she understands, like, oh.
I can't believe I'm saying that. I fought that my whole life, and here I am. There's some truth to it. Well, there's a lot of truth in stories, that's for sure. And it's certainly a way to get people to understand a problem and relate to it and to start to remember it and picture it in different ways. As you said, it's the way our brain is wired. So how do you think the audience can use these stories as a resource? What is it that they can take away from these shows? Is it just entertaining, or is it a learning experience too?
Starts with entertainment, and then it's learning. And obviously, listening to them as they come out is great. But when you come up, when you hear, and you got a business concept you want to put into your business, be it hiring or strategy or how to improve customer service, check out if we've covered those concepts on the show, and we'll have transcripts, and you can go and find stories, actual stories, and you can go and find those people and talk to them. You can go to the Confident ROI website and click on the Hey Vorobyev button and say, hey, I want to know about this concept. I just heard a presentation about it, but I want to hear from people their real experiences with this. I've heard the marketing pitch. It might be great, but how can I find something else? That's what my struggle was when I tried to recommend concepts to my clients to use, is I had no objective insight into these things. I could only get referrals from people who were implementers.
Right, exactly.
And so this way, hey, let's get a different angle. Let's get an unvarnished one and see what works and doesn't work.
Well, we're all looking for real. We're all looking for genuine, authentic. So I'm looking for real, genuine, authentic stories, warts and all. Maybe that didn't work. Maybe they didn't have the answer. Or maybe it worked beyond their wildest expectations and had all sorts of other unforeseen consequences. People love stories. And I look forward to hearing the stories that you're going to share with us here in this show.
And this podcast promises to be 37% more authentic than any other podcast.
37%.
37%.
That's not a fake number. That's a real number.
And it's a prime number. So.
That's true. Wow. We're going to get mathematical on this whole thing. I got to go look up prime number. Let's see. It's not divisible by anything other than itself. Okay. All right. I got that. All right. All right. Well, tell us again how they find you and Confident ROI.
They can go to confidentroi.com, and it'll take you to my website, alexvorobyev.com. And you can subscribe to the show. You can also subscribe to the Confident ROI magazine. It's coming out in May. You can get the digital version as well as the print version.
Wow. There is a print version?
There is a print version. People like to touch things in their hand.
They sure do.
There's a tactile revolution going on now. And so if you
like
want
that term.
If you want a copy of the magazine, please go to the site and click there, as well as you can connect with me for more information.
Well, these are stories you can hold on to, and I hope share. I think one of the powers of stories, too, that doesn't get discussed very often isn't just the immediate learning one-to-one. It's the passing it on. That's what creates the culture. That's what creates the tradition. That's what creates the lasting impact of these things, as one person shares them with another here. And I hope people will do that and share with us how these stories affected them, or share their stories as well.
And I want to hear their stories as well. If you got a story to share, click on the Hey Vorobyev button, and we'll also have the ability to call in, and you can leave your comments on systems and concepts, and we'll incorporate them.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we look forward to more and to becoming confident that these stories will lead to a real ROI, a change in our lives here, and a positive impact for all of us. Thanks so much, Alex, for coming in, and we look forward to each and every week hearing more stories.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the only show that confidently shares stories with you so you can be confident in your ROI. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.